In this bulletin, police to continue their vigilance at Melbourne beaches, conflicting reports about the health of US President Donald Trump, and in rugby league, the Melbourne Storm beat the Parramatta Eels in week one of the National Rugby League Finals Series. With latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Sunila Wasti. Police will continue to be vigilant at Melbourne's beaches, with authorities discouraging large crowds gathering as Victoria's coronavirus battle continues. Patrols will continue at St Kilda Beach in particular after groups flouted restrictions on Friday. There are concerns such behaviour will thwart the state's recovery from the coronavirus, with warm spring weather and slightly eased restrictions on exercise tempting people out of their homes. Case numbers continue to trend downwards, with the two-week rolling average at 12 cases per day. Restrictions may ease even further on the 19th of October, but authorities want to see numbers at an average of 5 cases per day for this to happen. Victoria yesterday recorded 8 new coronavirus cases and 3 new coronavirus deaths. Daylight savings has begun in most states. People in New South Wales, Victoria, Tasmania, South Australia and the Australian Capital Territory have lost an hour's sleep today but will enjoy extra sunlight in the evening. Sydney and Melbourne are now 1 hour ahead of Brisbane, 90 minutes in front of Darwin and 3 hours in front of Perth. Most smartphones and computers automatically adjust the time, but analog clocks may need to be moved forward in relevant areas. There are conflicting reports about the health of US President Donald Trump as he battles COVID-19. A source has told the Reuters news agency Mr. Trump is not yet on a clear path to recovery from the virus. The source says some of his vital signs over the past 24 hours have not been good, and the next 48 hours will be critical in his case. Mr. Trump is currently at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center near Washington. The New York Times newspaper has reported he was moved there from the White House after he experienced difficulty breathing. But Dr. Sean Dooley from the Walter Reed Center says Mr. Trump is not having difficulty breathing. His cardiac, liver and kidney function are all good, and he is in high spirits.
He's in exceptionally good spirits. And in fact, as we were completing our multidisciplinary rounds this morning, the quote he left us with was, "I feel like I could walk out of here today," and that was a very encouraging comment from the president.
The Defence Ministry of Armenia is reporting heavy fighting with Azerbaijan in the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region, despite international calls for a ceasefire. Armenia says Azerbaijan has launched a fresh large-scale attack with ground troops in the region. Armenia says it has shot down 3 Azerbaijani fighter planes. Azerbaijan's defense ministry says several places in its territory have been fired upon. Hikmet Hajiyev is an aide to Azerbaijan's president, Ilham Aliyev. Mr. Hajiyev says Armenia continues to be the aggressor in the dispute.
The escalation of the situation happened with Armenia's deliberate attack on Azerbaijani civilians along the line of contact early morning on the 27th of September. Still, it continues. Armenia, by applying heavy artillery, attacks Azerbaijan's Tartar region particularly, and also other surrounding regions, and including particularly its civilian population.
Armenian sources put the death toll from the latest conflict in the long-disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region at around 200. Nagorno-Karabakh is officially part of Azerbaijan, but is controlled by Christian Armenian separatists. Week 1 of the National Rugby League Final Series concludes today with the South Sydney Rabbitohs playing the Newcastle Knights in Sydney. The loser of the game is eliminated, whilst the winner will play the Parramatta Eels in an elimination game next weekend, after the Eels lost to the Melbourne Storm last night in Brisbane, 36 points to 24. Melbourne advances straight to week 3 of the finals. Melbourne coach Craig Bellamy says his side's win was made easier by injuries to Parramatta wingers Blake Ferguson and Micah Sivo.
It was a strange sort of game, and a lot of points scored for a semi-final, you know, and yeah, I'm not quite sure why that happened. They had a couple of disruptions, obviously, with the two wingers going off in, you know, their edges got a bit disrupted there at times. So that certainly helped us, without a doubt.
Melbourne's Cameron Munster re-injured his knee in the game. Next weekend's other game will be a rematch of last year's grand final between the Sydney Roosters and the Canberra Raiders. The Raiders have eliminated Cronulla, beating them 32 points to 20. And now turning to today's weather, Perth partly cloudy and a top of 18 degrees, Adelaide rain developing and a top of 19 degrees, Melbourne wind easing, partly cloudy and a top of 28 degrees, Hobart rain developing and 21, Canberra sunny and 26, Wollongong sunny and 25, Sydney sunny and 26, Newcastle sunny and 29, Brisbane mostly sunny and 27, Cairns partly cloudy and 29, and Darwin sunny and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This is SBS News.